VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Alingali chana njani zulukandaba ulambulela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 27 Mbandula 2019 ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Is something that also have impact on the enjoyment of the right for freedom of association, peaceful assembly. In many of my discussions with victims of the excessive use of force by police, those victims related that they were targeted because they belong to opposition parties.
Isikhonzi senhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba United Nations umnumzana Clement Voile obethekelele ilizwe usethule imbiko yakhe ethi isimo seZimbabwe siyingozi ebantwini ngoba kulombuso ofanalo webutho.
Kwandla le-MDC ingalihlale phansi, anniversary le kumele ibe yisikhathi sokuthi bahlale phansi beke bazibona amakhwapha bakhangele ukuthi kanti balahleka ngaphi.
Ibandla le-MDC elinanza iminyaka engamachumi amabili labunjwayo likhuthazwa ukuthatha leli thuba ukuzinuka amakhwapha. Ongumphathintambo wezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe unkosikazi Priska Mfumira uze waphiwa ithuba lokuhlawula isibambiso se-bail esenkulungwane ezinhlanu zamadola i-$5,000. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Isithunywa senhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba United Nations ebona ngokulondolozwa kwelungelo loluntu umnumzana Clement Voile osekwethekeleleni iZimbabwe uthi isimo esiselizweni siyingozi enkulu ebantwini ngoba kulombuso ofana lowebutho. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Umnumzana Voile utsho lokhu emhlanganweni nentatheli izindaba esegqiba uhambo lwakhe lokwethekelela eZimbabwe okwensuku ezilithumi echasisa akubonileyo kuphenyo lwakhe.
And I mentioned this in many of my meetings with the government authorities and also that
ngiveze konke lokhu emhlanganweni eminingi engiyenze lohulumende ukuthi abantu abaningi bahlalela evalweni ngoba nxa bengasimalunga ebandla lithize kuzathiwa kusobala ukuthi ngabelinye ibandla. Lesi simo sokungathembani kanye lokuswelakala kwamathuba okukhulumisana ngokunye kokubangele ukuphelelwa kwamalungelo oluntu kwezokuba lilunga lenhlanganiso ayifunayo. Imihlangano eminingi engithe ngiyayiqhuba ngikhulumisane labanye balabo abehlukunyezwa ngamapholisa ngendlela ezehlukeneyo ngoba bengamalunga amabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo.
Because they belong to opposition party.
Umbono kaVol usekelwe ngomunye wabaphatheke kumikhankaso yokulwela ilungelo loluntu umnumzana Charles Nyoni.
Liqiniso sibili lo elombiko osanda kukhutshwa ngu-special rapporteur we-Freedom of Assembly and Association okuthiwa ngu-Clement Voile othi khona iZimbabwe nje i-toxic environment njalo i-polarized njalo kugcwele amasosha njengani wabusa. Leli liqiniso sibili akula kuphikisa kumbe ukudoubt esingakwenza ngoba singakhangela ilanga elayizolo kutshone nje lapha eHarare ugijima ama-frame machine la esiwathi ngama-jets amasocha kungaziwa nje ukuthi kanti vele kuyini okwenzakala. Njalo umpolarized bakhona bovela ukuthi eZimbabwe nxa ungasowe MDC uvele ungowezani nje akulo ukuthi umuntu kasupport any party.
Unyoni uthi kungalesi sizathu abantu bengamanyananga elizweni.
Ilizwe lethu vele alila environment elungileyo, environment yakhona politically itoxic njalo ilolunya elokuthi izobangela ukulimala kumbe ukulinyazwa kwabantu. Yikho nje sisithwena sibona abantu bechayana kumbe abantu bethunjwa ngohulumeni kumbe abantu sebephonga uhlatshwa amajekiseni angaziwayo ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo. Lokhu nje kusitshengisa egcikeni ukuthi ilizwe lethu alikhokhelwa yilaba esibathi ngabesilungu ama-civilians, kodwa nje ukhaya ngani amasosha vele yiwo akhona adonsayo intambo ngemuva nje phambili kudlaliswa amabutho ayiwo amasosha elizweni lethu lalapha eZimbabwe.
Enye ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe uMnumzana Mlindelwa Mancitshana uthi kayimangalisi impumela yophenyo lukaVol ngesimo sokulondolozwa kwelungelo loluntu.
Inkulumo ye-UN yiyo vele kade siyilindele ngamehlo abomvu, silindele ukuthi batsho into efana layona leyo ukuthi hhayi eZimbabwe lokhu kunjalo, akulalutho olwehlukileyo, izinto lokhu zisonakala ngamandla kusiya phambili.
UVol utshele intatheli zindaba ukuba uza kwethula impumela yophenyo lolu egcweleyo umhlangano womnyaka ozayo wenhlanganiso yakhe eye-United Nations. Ugqibe uhambo lwakhe ngokukhuthaza uhulumende ukuba azinikele ngokwaneleyo ukulungisisa isizathu esenza abantu bengahlaliseki elizweni labo, ikakhulu ukungazinzi kwesimo somnotho. Abakhulumisane lalesi sithunywa bagoqela inkokheli yenhlanganiso zezisebenzi, abakumsebenzi wentuthuko yezigaba, abamabandla aphikisayo kanye leziphathamandla zengatsha zikahulumende ezehlukeneyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Owe ngumphathi ntambo wezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe unkosikazi Prisca Mfumira uze waphiwa ithuba lokuhlawula isibambiso sebail esiyinkulungwane ezinhlanu zamadola i-$5,000. UMfumira wetheswa amacala ambala okuchaphaza imali yogatsha lwe-National Social Security i-NASA ngesikhathi esangumphathi ntambo wezisebenzi zikahulumende i-public service. UMfumira wabotshwa ngenyanga kaNtulikazi wavalelwa ejele. Umtshutshisi omkhulu kahulumende uMnumzana Kumbirai Hotsi wasebenzisa umthetho wokuthi akumelanga aphiwe ithuba lokucela umthethwandaba ukuthi umuphe imali yesibambiso sebail kuze kwedlule amalanga angamachumi amabili lanhlanu. Kusukela kusedlula amalanga la ubelokhu ezama ukudinga ibail kodwa imthethwandaba isala.
Okay. Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku-short wave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Ibandla le-MDC liza kuba lo mcimbi wokuthakazelela iminyaka engamachumi amabili labunjwa kusasa eHarare. Lo mcimbi wawumele wenziwe kumaviki amabili adluleyo kodwa wadluliselwa phambili ngoba kwakulilanga okwase kulesikhumbuzo sikamuyi uMnumzana Robert Mugabe owayengumongameli welizwe. Kodwa la kusasa lo umcimbi uza kwenziwa kulilanga lokungcwaba uMgabe ekhaya lakhe koZwimba. Umcimbi wakusasa wandulelwe ngumhlangano webandla leli owedale elimqoka elestanding committee eHarare lamhla, kwase kwenziwa omunye njalo oyelinye njalo idale ele-National Council. Kuthi ntambama lamhlanje kukhangelelwe ukuthi kube lo mcimbi wokubuthanisa imali okudla kwantambama idina, lapho kuzahlawulwa imali eqala kumadola eMelika angamachumi amabili lanhlanu i-$25 kusiya kukhulu elilodwa i-$100. Asenelisanga ukuxoxa leziphathamandla zebandlaleli ngoba bezisemhlanganweni. Kodwa senelise ukuxoxa lengcwethi ecubungela izombusazwe uMnumzana Michael Ndiweni othi ibandla le-MDC kumele lithathe ithuba lokwenelisa iminyaka engamachumi amabili ngokuzinuka amakhwapha.
Eyi, kunobunzima. Ngathi nje sibashayela ihlombe ukuthi sebekwanise iminyaka engu-20 sikhonsedlule kancane. Kodwa-ke kunobunzima masikhangele indlela abaseyihambile njengebandla, wakhangela ukuthi liqhawuselihlephuke kangaki eminyakeni engu-20 edluleyo. which would not have a demi 20, there is a more than double of what has happened. Kumati Kukona Unga had the good say what kumele kulungiswe internally ngicabanga ukuthi kumele bahlale phansi njengebandla nabakhangela ama-weakness abo internally ngoba esingathi sikhaya i-presidency esiyibonayo ukuthi every 5 or 6 years kuba ne-likelihood kuba lokwehlukana lokungabonisani kuhle inkokheli okukhombisa ukuthi kungenzakala futhi emvara njezayo. So ngicabanga ukuthi mina ibandla le-MDC ingalihlale phansi i-anniversary le kumele ibeyisikhathi sokuthi bahlale phansi beke bazibona amakhwapha bakhangele ukuthi kanti balahleka ngaphi. Ngangiphuma phandle bengikhangela ka umsebenzi wabo kumalokhwalo selibhudalo yananzelela ukuthi iminyaka embalwa edlulile zule ndawo ze-corruption kugele phele kwenzakala kubona kunoelidizi emadolobheni kakhulukazi ibo ukuthi abakhokhelayo. So konke lokho kuyaninda ingcekeza ebandleni lawo kuyadingeka ukuthi bahlale phansi bakhangele nxa bisho ukuthi ngempela bakunokubisa intuthuko nempilo engcono ebantwini besibasezibabo.
Bakhona abathi owayengumongameli welizwe umnumzana Robert Mugabe ibizo lakhe seligcone ibandla le-MDC ngoba kwaphuma imbiko yokuthi wayengani uyalisekela. Uthini wena ngalo?
Utho kahle ngezinye zezinto engitho mina ukuthi njengebandla ngabe bezikhangele ngayikhangela phakathi kwabo ukuthi kanti vele abakufunayo yikuyini. Yabona nxa kudlelana lo muyi umgabe owaziwa ezazithontikazi mangeke kanjalo nxa wena usufuna ukuthi uthaye isibokosha lomuntu onjalo udlelane laye kumbe abe sekusekela hawu uma ungamfoni uyabe uzama ukuthini.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Michael Ndiweni, ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe bekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Abenhlanganiso yabodokotela eZimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights vethule umbiko othi bayajabula ukuthi udokotela Peter Magombeyi owathunjwa ngabanakanelwa ukuthi ngabezomvikela beZimbabwe usenelise ukuyakwelatshwa kwele South Africa. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso le udokotela Fortune Nyamande utshele abezindaba ukuthi uMagombeyi ukhangelelwe ukuhlolwa ngodokotela abazingcwethi bakwele South Africa ukuze kubonakale ukuthi ulimele okunganani ekhanda.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Oyengumongameli welizwe umnumzana Robert Gabriel Mugabe ungcwatshwa kusasa kozwimba esabelweni seMashonaland West okuyabe kulomdeni wakhe omakhelwane abanye abadlelana lohulumende labangane bakhe. Umnumzana Nick Mangwana ukuhlangothi olwethulwa ezembiko kuhulumende kamongameli Mnangagwa uthi umongameli Mnangagwa kasoze abe khona emngcwabeni lo. Okwamanje uMnangagwa ukwele Melika emhlanganweni wamazwe wonke womhlaba we-United Nations General Assembly eNew York. Ababona kwenzakalayo bathi uMnangagwa owasusa umuyi esikhundleni ngomnyaka ka-2017 ebambisane lebutho kafunakale emngcwabeni lo ngoba uMgabe wabhubha ezonde ngokuhluthunelwa intambo zombuso. UMangwana uthi kuzamiswa ukwakhiwa kwesihonqo esaziwa ngokuthi mausoleum e-National Heroes Acre eHarare obekumele kubekwe umuyi njengalokhu abekufisa lo mfelakazi wakhe unkosikazi Grace Mugabe, abantwana bakhe lomndeni wonke kaMugabe. Kubikwa uMugabe wacela ukuthi ayebekwa kozwimba ukwenzela ukuthi abamhluthunela intambo zombuso bengakhulumi abakufisayo nxa esetshonile. Umzukulu kamuyi umnumzana Leo Mugabe uthi umalumakhe uzabekwa emzini wakhe hatshi duzane lonina umuyi ubona Mugabe ngenxa yokuthi akusela ndawo yokubeka abantu emathuneni womndeni wakoMugabe. Kesizwe umnumzana Leo Mgabe xoxa lo Gibbs Dube wo Studio 7 ngalokhu lokunye uhambelana lokungcwatshwa kwamuyi umnumzana Robert Mgabe.
The body is in Zimba, lying in state overnight at the village, and tomorrow afternoon, hopefully, we will bury him at the village in the courtyard in the house.
Umzimba kamufi ulapha kwaZimba, lapho sizamngcwaba khona e-courtyard. Asisoze simngcwabe lapho ayefuna khona, duzani lo nina ngoba akusela ndawo emathuneni lawo.
There's no space, and that is the reason why we had agreed to take him to the Euros Acre. But then when we took him back to Harare, when the family sat down, you know, everything had, now people at the time were talking 30 days, so people began to talk, to analyze things. And we realized that, you know, the fact that he wanted to be buried next to his mother showed that he did not want to be buried.
Sinanzelele ukuthi abantu bese bekhuluma kakhulu ngokugcina kwesidumbu sakhe. Sasisithatha isinqumo sokuthi ayingcwatshwa emzini wakhe phakathi laphakathi kwezindlu.
Said, okay, if that is the case, then you know, let's do this proposal and take him to the courtyard in the village. I'm not sure whether you know the house, the way the other house was built. You know, it was built, they left a courtyard in between. You know, it's got a rectangular shape. The rooms are in a rectangular shape, but in the middle is a courtyard.
Kukho konke lokhu sizabe sizenzela okwethu. Sikhangelele ukuthi kuzabe kulabantu ababiziweyo kuphela. Labo abangabizwanga bengabuyi. Sibone ukuthi isakhiwo lesi obekumele abekwe khona e-National Heroes Acre bekuzathatha isikhathi eside ukuthi angcwatshwe. Ngakho-ke sesiyamngcwaba ke kusasa.
This is going to be very private. Only invited guests will be allowed in. I don't have a list of those.
Alo-ke ngumzukulu kamnumzana Robert Mgabe, uLeo Mgabe obexoxa ecingweni le-Studio 7. UGibbs Dube uphinde waxoxa labantu ngodaba lolu kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuxhumana beFacebook kukhasi le-VOA Ndebele.
Hayi, kangcwatshwe bakithi, kathi umuntu omdala uhawule siwelani kangaka. Siza ukuthi umndeni wakho wawuvele ungafuni ukuthi aye khona lapha abafuna ukumusa khona. Manje indaba nje labo obamba zonke into zonke zizizalo ngezamandla kuphela. Sikubona kulungile ukuthi ayelala lapho umuntu awayethe ufuna ukulala khona.
Ye, so ke wena ubona zani sokuthetha isikhathi eside yini ukuze angcwatshwe? Kumbe kumele ngazidwala kancane?
Hayi, kuthetha isikhathi eside kanti nxa umuntu esethulukhawuliselwane. Ayisiyo siko lakithi phela lelo. Ngazilalele kuhle nje mdala la, nxa kukhona kwakuphambanisayo sonke siyaphambanisa empilweni.
Ngizokuthoka silowo mpumelelo mafu.
Isidumbu siyokhe sihlupheka nokuthi umuntu ebekwe nje kuphela. Ukufa komuntu siyakwazi kuyahlonitshwa, but ukuthi ebekwe nje kuphela kuphele lokhu. Konke ebhodisa isidumbu kuphela akukuhlanga lokhu.
Kufisa ukuthi ngawe uyabekwa nje kuphele lokhu.
Kuthi nje ebekwe nje ephunyizwe kuphela kudlule lokhu. Kunokuthi ubeke ukubhodisa isidumbu konke ngathi ngumbukiso. Into enhle vele isidumbu somuntu nxa umuntu sefile uyahlonitshwa, kumele beke nje kudlule kube ngalokho. Kusale kukhulunywa nje yena isidumbu sesiphunyiziwe.
Ye, ngizokuthoka silobaba uCassius Days Mpofu ecingwani.
Ngiyabonga baba. Into ebengiyifisa nje ngomgabe fisa ukuthi adlule kuphele ngaye, ngoba sikhathele umhlala sibesiza ngomgabe always engumuntu obulela ilizwe. Kundalo nje akuqaci ukuthi umgabe lowo kakangcwatshwa mbe wangcwatshwa, ngoba iqiniso elikhona siyakubona amabhokisi ayavela entshintsha. Ibhokisi akuya nalo lisuke eSingapore, lebhokisi elivela asevela khona manje besenza iviewi la benza athi yena akayimbuzi umuntu kuthiwa umuntu uyatshintshwa amabhokisi. Lokhana kuyakhomba ukuthi lezi ndaba ebezikhunywa abantu ukuthi umgabe wangcwatshwakale iwigendani elidlayo ngesikhathi zawo lesiqiniso.
Ye, ngiloba amasuku lapha ecingweni othi ngimthathe nje ngesikhaphe ekhaphe baba amasuku.
Hey, yazi ukuthi into zikamgabe lezi sezitshayisa ngamakhanda. Laba abantu badlala amagemu nathi lapa. Ngoba imagine ukuthi umgabe ufile, umgabe uthiwa wakhela i-mausoleum. Yimali zelizwe zonke ezidlaliswayo lezi. Now taking another 10, usehamba kuthiwa kungadwa sakwazi. Yazi ukuthi thina besifisani. futhi ngabe ubaba lo bami ngabe kudala khona kulokuthi belokho bejikela umuntu iswayi belokho bejikomisa umuntu bemhlukumeza akusasebenzi. We have had enough of Mugabe. You are waiting for a new era over mine. I had one of the Zuaki Mozilliam. Mozilliam was going to pay, and we were going to get into that Mozilliam. Oh, Velo Funamban.
Ukulumen de Murate Patarela.
Akulam seven, Robert keeps good Patarela on Kulumen, the Patti Begamanja, Silla Sue, Begamanja, Ama diplomats, the UK, but getting Pasha Pans, failing to pay Ama rentals. Isimobani selizwe soneso asila fuel asila next akulamaphilisi ukuthi umuntu eyi-1 aphile kulamaphilisi amaningi mina nginje mama ngithenga amaphilisi 500 something a month.
Labo ke ngabanye abakhulume lo Gibbs Dube kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxe nesilethulela ebulenjini bokuxhumana kukhasi le VOA Ndebele. Good Life Talk namhlanje sikhangela ungcwatshwa kukamnumzana Robert Mugabe kanye lokunanzwa kweminyaka engamachumi amabili iMDC ibunjiwe. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Izakhamizi zakobulawayo izolo ziveze imbono ehlukeneyo ngodaba lokuvuselela ezamabhizimusi lamafektali kulelo dolobho. Lokhu kuphume embuthanweni wokuxoxisana ngentuthuko yaleli dolobho oqoqwe ngabomsakazo weStudio 7 weVoice of America bemanyene lenhlanganiso ezimeleyo eMedia Center. UAnastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Abenelise ukuba khona embuthanweni wayizolo owenzelwe eRainbow Hotel kobulawayo bathe ngaphandle kokuba kuqale kulungisiswe inkinga ezifana lokusilela kwamanzi, ukusilela kwamandla kagetsi okudala inhlupho zokusetshenziswa kabanzi kwemichina yakulezi nsuku yamakhompyutha, ukufinyelela ulwazi kanye lemisebenzi yenkohlakalo, leli dolobho kalisoze lavuka libuyele kusimo sokuba kontuthu ziyathunqa njengakudala. Umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi ebulawayo Residents Association umnumzana Winos Dube uveza imibono yakhe ngokuvuka kukabulawayo.
Indaba yokurevive industry kulaya yinto esegudwini evele ikhunywa umuntu onke, into esifisa sonke njengabahlali bakobulawayo ngoba silodubo olukhona olokuthi abantu kabasebenzi akuphileki. So ukurevive industry kobulawayo vele yinto esiyikhangeleleyo ukuthi kakwenziwa ama-efforts wonke angenziwa. Siyabiza sikhalela ukuthi uhulumende kangenela bona ukuthi angasincedisa njani. While at the same time lati njengabahlali bakwabantu njengabantu bakobulawayo sizinuka amakhwapha sisithi kanti kuyini lati okufanele sikwenze ukwenzela ukuthi i-industry yakobulawayo ivuke isebenze incedise impilo zabantu bakuleli dorobha.
Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo umnumzana Zibusiso Mkhwananzi uthi lanxa kulemigoqo ethize ubulawayo kumele avuke noma kanjani.
Ubulawayo kumele avuselelwe ephambili ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bakithi bekwanise ukuthola lapho kokubamba, abantu bakithi bekwanise ukubona impucuko, abantu bakithi bekwanise ukubona intuthuko ezayenza lokuthi lezi labantwana abazazalwa ngamuva bethole lokho kuthuthuka kusiya phambili. Kobulawayo into ebambe intuthuko ziningi izinto zangkhona ngathi zimbalwa. Kulezi zinto ezibambe intuthuko ezisukela singathi ku-national government, kube lezi zinto ezibambe intuthuko ezisukela nje ku-government nale singathi local government.
Osakhulayo unkosazana Jacqueline Ndlovu yena uthi umbuso wezabelo yiwo ongavusa idolobho.
Inkinga zonke esihlangana lazo njengosadolobho wakobulawayo esimayelana lokubuswa kwezizwe, ngokubona kwambe ngicabanga ukuthi ngabe i-devolution iyaqala ukusebenza ngoba yonke into esikhala ngayo ngesilungu kuthiwa i-administrative.
Izakhamuzi zakobulawayo zicele ukuba uhulumende atshengise isifiso sokuba idolobho livuke ngokusungula uhlelo lombuso wezabelo, labasakhulayo batholiswe amathuba okusebenza benza lokukhokhela idolobho. Amankampani amaningi akobulawayo aseleminyaka phose engamachumi amabili evaliwe engasebenzi, osekuchiye idolobho lingela mafekithali athuthukisa isigaba. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiwo Bulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwezemidlalo, imidlalo yenguqu yesigaba seCastle League Premier Soccer League ihlaba ikhefu kulimpela viki idedela imidlalo yomncintiswano wenkezo yeChibuku Super Cup. UJoseph Njanji usethulela lolu daba ndawonye lezinye.
Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu leCape United lizanqikelana lele Harare City enkundleni National Sports Stadium. Lo mdlalo uza kungensuku ngaki lawa maqembu edibane kusigaba seleague lapho iqembu leCape United elinqobe khona nge-1 kanya emdlalweni obukhangelelwe ngabaningi njengoba umqeqeshi weqembu leHarare City uLoyd Chitembwe ubedibana okwakuqala leqembu leCape United ngemva kokwehlukana lalo ngenyanga kaNcwabakazi. Kweminye imidlalo yangomgqibelo iqembu lenkezi Platinum Stars lizadlala lele Mshwana Stars ngaseBaobab kuthi elezeBC Caribs lizadibana lele Wangi ngaseNyamunga. Ngensonto kulomdlalo oxega amaqembu amabili amakhulu elizweni iqembu leDynamos kanye leqembu leHighlanders enkundleni National Sports Stadium. Omabili lawa maqembu adlala ngakuhle kumncintiswano weLeague lonyaka njalo eleHighlanders njengalo belibalelwa kuluhlu lwamaqembu asengozini yokugunyulwa kwesigaba saphezulu phambilini kokunqoba kwalo elebulawa yeChiefs ngolwesithathu laselikhuphuka kancane engalaneni lahlala endaweni yeshumi lanye. Yileso-ke isizathu esenza ubephethe isikhundla sikamqeqeshi waleli qembu uMandla Mpofu ukuthi athi leli qembu kalifuni ukuxotsha impala ezimbili.
Whether it's a friendly game, whether it's a cup game, whether it's a league game, it's always a very difficult game to play. But
ukudlala leqembu leDynamos kuvele akukho lula kungakhathalekile ukuba ngumdlalo wokuzwana amandla kumbe oweleague loba owenkezo ethile. Yebo, kambe siyangakuthakazelela ukuphakamisa inkezo yeChibuku kodwa okusemqoka ngalesi sikhathi ukuthi sithole imiklomelo siphakame engalaneni yemiklomelo. Sizadlala sile njongo yokunqoba emdlalweni wethu leqembu leDynamos kodwa njengoba ngichilo thina esikukhangelele kakhulu ukuthola imiklomelo kumdlalo yeLeague.
Kweminye imidlalo ezadlalwa ngesonto iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizadlala leTel 1 ngaseNational Sports Stadium kuthi leChicken Inn lizemukelele eManyika Diamonds ngaseLuveve. Kule midlalo emibili edluliselwe phambili bili ngoba kulamaqembu akuleli aphatheke kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi lase-Africa. Limidlalo ngegoqela ube kumele ube phakathi kweqembu le-FC Platinum kanye lelechapungu wona odluliselwe phambili ngoba iqembu le-FC Platinum liselizweni lase-Mozambique lapho eliyedlala khona leqembu le-UD Songo emdlalweni wehlandla lesibili lesigaba sakuqala esomncintiswano we-CAF Champions League. Omunye njalo umdlalo odluliselwe phambili ngokade kumele ube phakathi kweqembu le-Triangle lele-Herentals njengoba iqembu le-Triangle lizadibana lele-Azam elakule-Tanzania kumncintiswano we-CAF Confederations Cup kusasa ngomgqibelo enkundleni ye-Papa Fields. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
It was a Friday, my darling.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje siphethe inkondlo zembongi unxaka yezwe Khumalo ezimayelana lomuye umnumzana Robert Mugabe kanye lezombusazwe asizweni okuningi kuBenedict Nhlapho.
Ngakadla bamphikela bathi akugadlanga mina mhlawumbe kugadla ingudla meva ngoba inengalo ezinkulu kathi kugadle mina ngomathanjana amancane ahle ngokuqina. Isihlanu senzizwa nentombi ezintathu ngaphezulu umkhanya kodwa umthunzi wentaba mabuya zibhonsa uvela bahle kokhalimela kwakanjeje. Ngikukhanjani umathanjana umfana ozacile bangibiza bathi pheceleze Slender Boy babodwa bathi the love poet ngenxa yezwe.
Lesizwa idabuka enkayi iqale zokuloba inkondlo ngo-2001. Loba nje ethi kunengi aselobe ngakho uthi inkondlo yakhe ethi Gushungo ayilobe ngesilungu wayichicilela olimini lwesiNdebele iqakatheke kakhulu embalini yokuloba kwakhe.
Gushungo, ngithema ngizwa lezi ndaba ngeqela phezulu ngacula bakithi liyini qhawe ngumbulali noma ngumkhululi ngonikela impilo yakhe ngezidingo zabantu noma ngonikela izimpilo zabantu ngezidingo nqaki zakhe.
Uthi ngemva kweminyaka ephose ifika amachuma amane uZulu esidlimbuya ngoluthi phansi kombuso kaMgabe kumethusile ukuzwa sekuthiwa liqhawe lamaqhawe.
RJ cevozile umlomo omnandi wobutha ngendlozula. RJ ubumbulali. RJ untando kayiphikiswa. RJ
loke ngunxa yezwe Khumalo esigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje. Igama lami nguChris Gande Lilale.
Si
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.